The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, you should get married, B'sha'at Tovah U'Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud that we're going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Kaf Bet, today's daf is being studied in Nishmat of Ram Ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nun, Aruah Hashem Tenihenu, Tenihembe Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fu'ash Shil Imam. Mazal Bat Shafi'a, Inna Refanala. فتنفش وفتجوف فوعتك رب العالمين بخير يرسل لهم الأمان الصلاة يعقوب بن يوسف تريز داف خف ألف عمود بيت. We are starting with Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Omer. It's 2 lines on the bottom. Let's regroup to remember what we're trying to accomplish over here in this Gemara. The Gemara wanted to say that there is a mahloket amongst the Tanaim, Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. The mahloket is by Ola Ta'of. The Torah says clearly by Ola Ta'of Yevdil, that you have to separate. You have to separate the head from the body of the bird. Look, it is how much you have to separate. Rabbanan say you have to cut the simanim in totality, whereas according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he says you just have to cut the simanim rov. It's like dangling, it's not totally off, it's rov simanim. That's the mahloket. So the Gemara said, my Rabbanan or my Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, where do you see this mahloket? I'm just reviewing quickly. So Gemara brought a braita. Says by a korban olev yored, that's a person that cannot afford to bring a behemah. So it says he brings a had, brings shteturim, had hatat, had leola. So it says v'tasheni yase ola kamishpat. The second bird you bring it as an ola kamishpat, like the law. So there's a debate. What does it mean kamishpat? Like which law? So the Gemara quoted a braita that said kimishpat hatat behema, just like the regular law of a hatat behema. Whatever the laws are regarding a hatat behema, an animal, so to this ola, so that ta'of follows the law of hatat behema kimishpat, like a law that we know already somewhere else. So when it says ata omer kimishpat hatat behema or eno kimishpat hatat ta'of, who said, why are you comparing it to Hatat Behema? Maybe it's compared to Hatat Ta'of, which is written in the Perasha next to it. So Gemara says, no, it can't be. If you have a pasuk that says Vekribo, where Vekribo teaches me that when you bring the Olat Ta'of, you will separate the head. Vehivdil. And we know by Hatat Ta'of, you don't separate the head. So that we cannot compare Olat Ta'of to Hatat Ta'of. Because in a sense, they're different. Olat Ta'of, it says Yavdil. So therefore it's more comparable to Hatat Behema. And what's the analogy? Ma ani mekayem kemishpat, kemishpat Hatat Behema. Now we get to the analogy. Ba Hatat Behema, en ba'a min ha'chulin. Number one, Hatat Behema, the Gemara is going to prove this later on today. Hatat Behema only comes from chulin, meaning you cannot take it from ma'aser sheni money. It's got to be freed up money. Ubayom, and we brought in the day, like it says, Kibayom Azeh Per Alechem, which we'll see in the Gemara, and also Biyadu Haymanit. It's got to be brought with his right hand, or the Dinim are done in the right hand. So too, Olat Ta'of is done with all these three things. That was the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, wait, if you're comparing Olat Ta'of to Hatat Behema, maybe I'll make another analogy. When already you're comparing things, just compare everything. Why don't you say, Ima lehalan berov shenayim, afkan berov shenayim. by a behema, we know the law is, as long as you cut it off simanim, it's kasher. So why don't you say by olat ta'of also? So long as you cut rov simanim, that's considered okay. Tamud lamar, umalak, ve'ektir. You want to make another derash. It says you'll make melika, and you'll make haktara. Ma haktara, harosh be'atzmo, ve'haguf be'atzmo. Just like when you're going to make the haktara, it's separate. The head is separate from the body. That the Gemara is because it says umalak et rosho v'ektira mizbecha. So we have pesukim. That's mashma that you're separating the head. The head is brought alone, and the rest of the bird is brought alone. It's pesukim. So to I'll say. Af milika, so to at the time of the milika, the head is separate from the body, which means you cut all the simanim. So we finally proven, we found one rabbi, at least, Tanakamav is Braita, that holds when you make the shaitat olata off, all the simanim have to be cut. So that's one shita. Now we still didn't find the shita that says rov simanim. Remember, Braita went on further. Braita said, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kamishpat. What is Kamishpat? Kamishpat Hatata'of. Different derash. Kamishpat Hatata'of. Ma Hatata'of Mimun Ha'orif? Af Olata'of Mimun Ha'orif. Just like Hatata'of. It says clearly by Hatata'of. It's the only place where it says it. Where do you slaughter it? Where do you make the Melika? Mimun Ha'orif. The Orif is the back of the neck. Below it a little. Mimun Ha'orif. Right? It's in the back. In the back. So, just like Hatat Ta'of is Mimun Ha'orif, so to Olat Ta'of is Mimun Ha'orif. Gemara says, Iman Halan, Molek, Ve'ero, Mabdil, B'siman Echad. Oh, wait. If you're comparing it to Hatat Ta'of, we know the law of Hatat Ta'of is you only have to slaughter one Siman. You don't have to slaughter the other Siman. By Hatat Ta'of is a Lo Yavdil. So, therefore, you just slaughter the minimum. One siman to make it kasher, and the other one you just leave. So then maybe you'll say the same thing by olat ta'of. So tamud omar vikribo, back to the vikribo pasuk. Vikribo teaches me that by olat ta'of have a special din that you have to separate it. You have to separate the simanim, and therefore, again we have a special derasha. So according to both Tanakam and Bishmael so far. By Olat Ta'of, you have to cut all the simanim. That's what we've learned till now. Now we're going to find the shita that's going to say by Olat Ta'of that you cut rov simanim. And this only proved half of our argument here. It proved the rabbi's opinion and Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that Olat Ta'of, all the simanim have to be cut off for it to be kasher. Now we get to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kamishpat. Says by the Olat Ta'of, by the Korban Olev Ve'yored, Kamishpat. אז זה כמשפט, כמשפט, חטא תעוף. אוסו חטא תעוף. מה להלן? Just like over there. אוחז בראשו ובגוף. You hold the head of the bird and the goof at the same time. ומזה, and you sprinkle the blood on the מזבח. אף כאן אוחז בראש ובגוף ומזה. So to my olat תעוף, same item. You hold it in your hand like this, all the same time, the head and the bird, and you sprinkle. The Gemara says, "My ka'amar." What are you saying? Rashi says, "My ka'amar." Deha ochez berosho beguf mashmas tich leochazan shirem betor kaf yado velo sayid leochaz berosho beguf, which means it's mashmas you have to hold the whole bird in the palm of your hand at the time of the sprinkling. Umina leha v'hatat. But who told you that? You're saying, just like by hatat, you have to hold the whole bird in your hand when you're sprinkling it. Where did you stand by hatat even? So it was a hachikama. Manalan kishu ochez harosh beguf mazeh afkan kishu ochez harosh beguf mazeh. So he said, no, this is what it meant to say. Right. Look at Rashi. Kishu ochez harosh beguf shemechubar harosh beguf b'shat hazaa. That's what I meant to say. That at the time of the sprinkling, it doesn't will be in your palm. At the time that you're sprinkling on the hatat ta'of, the head is still attached. Because it's been finished by the hatat, it says lo yavdil. So therefore we know for sure when you're sprinkling the blood, the head is attached. So therefore, afkan. Next Rashi. Which means the Akesh comes to say also. So when you sprinkle the Olata off, the head is still attached. That must mean that you're not cutting all the Simanim. You must be only cutting Rav Simanim. So we found a rabbi that holds that by Olata off, you only need to slaughter Rav Simanim. So Bahatata off, it's Lo Yavdil, meaning you'll only slaughter one Siman. Other Siman just leave intact. So for sure it's attached. Because by the Hatata off, it says Lo Yavdil. The Ba'olat office says Yavdil. Okay, Mazi Yavdil, slaughter both Simanim and slaughter Rav Simanim. But the head is still attached. And that's the Hekesh. Slaughter the Olata off Kamishpat. Is a Mishpat. Kimishpat Hatata off. Ma Hatata off. When you sprinkle, the head is still attached. So to Olata off, the same thing. That must be, you didn't slaughter all the Simanim. So indeed, it's a Mahloket amongst the Tanaim. Do you slaughter Rav Simanim? All the Simanim, that's the basic conclusion you have to know from this Gemara. You have to know two conclusions from this Gemara. Number one, there's a law of Havdalah. Hatata of Lo Yavdil, Olata of Yehi Yavdil. That's Befirush Naturah. Then you have to know another law. How much is this Havdalah by Olata of? Tanakama, Rabbi Ishmael will say, it's Kulo, Kola Simanim. Whereas Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Ishmael will say, it is Rav Simanim. And it's all depending how you learn the word kamishpat that's written by the olata of. So the Gemara says, "Oh, you're comparing olata of to hatata of. Iman lehalan b'siman echad, afkan b'siman echad. Maybe you'll tell me that just like by hatata of, you only have to slaughter one siman and the head is attached. So too, maybe by olata of, only have to slaughter one siman and the head will be attached. Tavudomar v'kribo." Back to the Vekribo Pasuk. Vekribo comes and tells me that the Pasuk Olatov is different. Yavdil. And it has to be different than the Yavdil of, obviously if it says by Hatatov, no Yavdil, it's not going to be the same as Yavdil. So if Hatatov is one Siman, must be this is two Simani, and therefore we have a special Gezerat HaKatuv. Rabbi Azam Rabbi Shimon holds by Olatov, it's Yavdil, but Yavdil meaning by cutting Rav Simani.
Now you have to separate
the head from the thing because he has a kish. Just like Hatatov, that is attached at the time of the sprinkling. So to Ba'olatov, that is attached at the time of the sprinkling. So he goes, oh, that is attached. Maybe it's attached exactly like the Hatatov is attached. Just like the Hatatov is attached with one siman. So she only cut one siman. Maybe the Hatatov, one siman. No, we have another pasuk v'klibo. Teach me it's different. So therefore, you cut. So what does the Hibdilo mean? Hibdilo means not fully detached. It means more detached than the Hatata off. You're cutting Rav Simanim, but the head is dangling. The Hibdilo means, according to that, you know, via two Simanim, as opposed to one Sima. That's how it's learning over there. So Gemara says, now, V'tanakama, V'chi me'achad enafkalan, me'vimalak v'hiktir. Now, Tanakama, if you remember what we just said earlier when we're quoting his Braita, he quoted a pasuk, Umalak Vektir. What was Malak Vektir? He made a kesh, he said. Just like at the time of the Haktara, when you put the bird on the Mizbeach, it says you put the bird on separately and the head on separately. So it's two Haktarot you make. So the Gemara said, just like the Haktara is done, where the head is separate from the animal, from the bird, so to the time of the Milika, the head is separate. So once you tell me that from that Pasuk, Malak Viktir, that the head is separate, Vikribo Lamali. What do I need that other than Hashem Vikribo, which teaches me that is Havdalah by the Olata of? I know Havdalah from this Umalak Viktir. Ma Haktara is in two stages, the bird and the head. Separate. So to at the time of the Milika, the head is separate. So it teaches me Havdalah. So when we learn Pasuk Vikribo to teach me, oh, you make Havdalah. The Gemara says no. Ila Vikribo. If you didn't have the Vikribo Pasuk, Havamina Maika Mishpat. Well, I would have had a whole different way to do this. What does it mean? Kimishpat, Kimishpat, Hatata off. I would have said just like Hatata off. And just like Hatata off, you don't have to separate the head. So I would say by Olat off, you don't have to separate the head. Just like Hatata off. ואם משום ומלאק והקטיר, אה, אבל אבדה מלאק והקטיר פסוק. לא, אבדה אמינה, בהקטרה בראשו של מזבח, אף בדיקה בראשו של מזבח. I would have said, just like the Haktara. Where do they make the Haktara? On top of the Mizbeach. Which means, obviously, you take the blood and everything, you sprinkle it on top of the Mizbeach. It says, that's what you do. Above the Chutah Sikra, they walk up to the Mizbeach. So I would say, Ma Haktara Rosh Chosh Mizbeach. After the Milika, so the Milika has to be done also on the top of the Mizbeach. So without the word Mikribo, I would have said, compare Olat Ta'ov to Chatat Ta'ov. And just like Chatat Ta'ov, the head is attached. So too, by Olat Ta'ov, I would say the head is going to be attached. But it says, Umalak Viktir. No, that's not talking about cutting the head off. That's talking about where you do it. Just like Dr. Raz on top of the Mizbeah, the Mizbeah on top of the Mizbeah. Ashtad, Ikhtiv Rahmanah Vikribo. But now that it says Vikribo, that teaches me, no, you have to make a Havdalah. You have to make a separation, mamash bevdil. Oh, so once you tell me that, so now I know how to be. Now I'm going to say, don't learn kemishpat, comparing it to hatat ta'of, in that sense, because really I know you cannot compare it to hatat ta'of in that sense, because every pasuk v'kniwo to tell me you have to mamash separate it, yevdil. Mashi enkel by hatat ta'of, it's lo yevdil. Oh, so now what do I need the pasuk of umalak? Malak Vektir Vekribo again Abikam Rosh Hashem Mizbeah Hashtad Ektiv Rachmana Vekribo Terosh Ben Ameh. Oh, which means now that I have the word Vekribo and it tells me I have to separate it, so therefore now I can learn from the other pasuk as well when it says Malak Vektir also that you have to separate it, and I can learn another Dinasha also on top of the Mizbeah, which the Gemara is coming along and saying like this outside. You have Vikribo, you have Umalak Vektir. It's telling you the same thing, Lachar. Only two Pesukim for. So I need two Pesukim. Because if you just would have said Umalak Vektir, I would have learned it something else. I would have learned it something else. Where you do it? You do it on top of the Mizbeah. I would not learn that you need to separate the whole head. Now that it says Vikribo, and that Pesuk says Yavdir. It says you have to separate the head. Oh, so if I'm not going to compare it to Hatat Ta'of in that sense, because here you have to mamash separate the head. Meaning, according to Tanakhama, all the simanim, all the simanim have to come off. Oh, once I have Vikribo, now I know how to learn Malak Vikti. Now, once I'm learning Malak Vikti, also let me to separate that. I'll also learn the other Dinasha as well to teach you where it is on the top of the Mizbeah. Because once you make a Hekesh, the law is in Hekesh Lachatzaim. Once you start comparing with Malak Vikti, you can't learn if it is not for that. So, learn both things. So, the key was Vikribo taught me how to learn Malak Vikti. Without Vikribo, I can learn Malak Vikti just in location. Once I have Vikribo, now it teaches me, now my language does not only teach me location, but how much you have to slaughter. Once you tell me how much you have to slaughter, I could also derive where on the Mizbeah you have to slaughter. So we have successfully proven a mahloket between Hachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. It's one item, by Olat Ta'ov, you need to slaughter all the simanim, but the head is totally off, or you need to slaughter just Rov simanim, which is according to Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon. Now let's go further. Again, all this has to do with how they dorish the pesukim. Amazing. All this starts from one word, kam mishpat. Is it like mishpat hatat behema? Is it kam mishpat hatat ta'of? And that's your starting point. What are you comparing it to? So the first opinion said, we're comparing it to hatat behema. So because now we need to set up the next Gemara. You do Olat Ta'of, Kemishpat. Is it Mishpat? Hatat Behema. For what laws? Ma Hatat Behema, three things. Number one, it's done in the day. Ma Hatat Behema, it's done in the right hand. And Hatat Behema only comes from Hunin. And obviously we have to get Pesukim by Hatat Behema to teach me all these three things. So the Gemara begins. Gemara says like this: Hatat behema de'ena ba elam minacholin minalan. How do you know that? Now the Gemara is finishing up the understanding of the Braita. How do you know hatat behema can only be brought from cholin, not from ma'asir sheni monies? Amar of Hazdad Amar Keda ve'kriv Aharon et par hatat asher lo. It's got to be from his hatat. Mishelo ve'lo mishel sibur. First of all, got to be coming from his money, and the Shibur doesn't pay for it. Number two, Velo Mishel Ma'aset. Mishelo, not from holy monies. Okay? And that's Hatat. Hatat Behema. Now, Bayom, how do we know Bayom? We're assuming because this was born on Kippur, this Hatat Behema. And what does it say by Kippur? Ki bayom ezeh yichaper alechem etayer etchem. So then we know bayom. So the Gemara says, what do you need that pasuk of ki bayom? What do you need to learn it from Aaron HaKohen for? We have another pasuk, beferush pasuk. Bayom, bayom, bayom sevoto nafka. It's a beferush pasuk by generally korbanot. On the day that God commanded Aaron to bring the korbanot. Bayom tzavoto. It's a general pasuk. So what do you have to learn from Hatat Behema for? Every korban we have a gezerat tekatub that says, bayom. He says, you're right. Keden nasba. It was more derech agav. You're right. We really don't need to learn Yom from Hatat Behema. Yom is really learned from a Meferush Pasuk. We just brought, we do have a Pasuk by Hatat Behema, Ki Bayom Ezeh. Even though that's really not the Pasuk that we need, we brought it in Keden Asba. No problem. Yadu Haymanit. Okay, what do we say Yadu Haymanit? Right hand. Because by Hatat Behema, it says the word, it says HaKohen. And we have a rule. Remember, it says the word HaKohen. That's referring to the right hand. So the Gemara says, wait. Midraba bar Hanan nafka. I don't need the hadush by the Kohen. By Hatat Behema. I know it from Rabba's din. What's Rabba say? Amar Rabba bar Hanan. Amar Bishom Lakish. Kol makom shneimar. Etzba o kehuna. Ela ela yamin. We have a rule. Anytime it says in the Pesukim, either the word etzba, meaning be'etzba'o, with his finger, or if it says the word kehuna, automatically it is right hand. And by the case of olat ta'of, it says the word kohen. So therefore, would you have to learn it from Hatat Behema? It says in the parasha itself of olat ta'of, kohen. Kohen is yamin. So Gemara says ve'idach. Kehuna ba'ya etzba. Etzba lo ba'ya kehuna. If we learned this over in Zevachim, if you remember. When it says the word kohen alone, he holds, kohen alone is not enough. Kohen needs etzba. Etzba doesn't need kohen. So therefore, by olat tof, it only said the word kohen. That won't tell you right. If it would have said by olat tof, kohen and etzba, then you're okay. Or if it just would have said etzba alone, you would have been okay. Again, etzba doesn't need kohen. Kohen needs etzba. So therefore, the word kohen alone, according to the Tana Kama, was not enough to teach me yamin. Therefore, I had to go into Hatat Behema, where it says etzba to teach me the din. Okay. Tana Kama v'Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon mimula orif minalehu gamre melicha melicha. One more point. It's still outstanding. The next rabbi came along. Rabbi, who came along? Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael came along and said, Kamishpat. What is Kamishpat? Kamishpat by Olat Ta'of. Kamishpat Hatat Ta'of. What do you mean? Ma Hatat Ta'of Mimul Ha'orif. Because it says, Befirush by Hatat Ta'of. Where do you make the Melika? Not on the Orif. Mul Ha'orif. Next to the Orif. Ah, so to Olat Ta'of. Or by Olat Ta'of, strangely enough, that doesn't tell you. It says Umalak, but doesn't say where. So to over there, it's Mula Orif. So the Gemara says, that's very good. But according to those other rabbis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, or Tana Kama, one learned from Olat Behema, Hatat Behema, one learned from Hatat Ta'of, but none of them learned the law of Mul Orif. The first rabbi learned from Hatat Behema the three laws. Yamin, Yom, and Hudin. How does he know that when you do the Olat Ta'of, it's Mula Orif? The other rabbi, the Bezabri, is when he learned from Hatat Ta'of. But he learned other laws of Hatat Ta'of. He learned just like Hatat Ta'of, the head is attached. So too of it has to remain attached. But he didn't learn placement. He didn't learn where you... So the Gemara is asking the last question. The only rabbi that solved that was Rabbi Ishmael. If you remember, Rabbi Ishmael said, Ah, Kemishpat. Kemishpat, Hatat Ta'of. Ma Hatat Ta'of Mimul Ha'orif. Those other rabbis, how do they know the Mimula Orif law? Gemara says we have a Gezerah Shava. Melika, Melika. He found two words. We have two words in the Torah. It's written by Hatat Ta'of, the word Melika. And it's written by Olat Ta'of, the word Melika. And we know by Hatat Ta'of it's Mimul Orpo. So there was also Mimul Orpo. Melika, Melika. He figured it out from somewhere else. So everything is Everything is accounted for. Now we're going to read the. We'll go to the next Mishnah. So basically, that's the point you have to get out of the sugya. The mahloket by Olat Ta'of, and basically how the pesukim are working. Okay, let me. Now this Mishnah goes out of Chulin a bit, because we just learned, if you remember in the last Mishnah, we learned about Melikat Shechita. So the end of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, we said, Kasher Bezeh, Pasul Bezeh, Pasul Bezeh, Kasher Bezeh. What's Kasher by Melikah, Pasul by Shechita. What's Kasher by Shechita, Pasul by Melikah. Shechita is done in the front of the animal, Melikah is done in the back of the animal, this is done with that. So we're going to give other examples now in the Torah, where what's Kasher for this is Pasul for that, and what's Pasul for this is Kasher for that. The first item the Mishnah is going to pick on is when the Torah says, you bring a birds. Let's say korban olev yored. So what does it say? You bring shte torim or shene bene yona. It says torim. Torim is, I guess, they call it a turtle dove. And bene yona. Bene yona would be pigeons. So what is a tor and what is a bene yona? Are they the same age? Oh. Right away, when I'm looking at the pesukim, I see bnei yona. Bnei yona sounds like it's a baby. It doesn't say bnei torim. It says torim. Always, whenever the Torah quotes torim, it says tor or bnei yona. So the Gemara is going to discuss what's the age of these birds. And the Gemara is going to say what's kosher by the tor is going to be pasul by the yona, meaning the tor has to be older, and the bnei yona has to be younger. So if you brought the Tor, the age of the Bnei Yonah, or you brought the Bnei Yonah, the age of the Tor, no good. Bnei Yonah has to be Ketanim, and Tor has to be Gidulim. What's Gidulim and what's Ketanim? The Gemara will tell us. Start. Kashir Beturim, Pasu Bnei Yonah. Kashir Bnei Yonah, Pasu Beturim. Tehilat Sihuv, Bazeh Bazeh Pasu. Once you see the hairs on the neck of the bird start to turn tzahov, tzahov is like yellowish, it's pasul by the tor, and it's going to be pasul by the bnei yona. How could that be pasul for both? Because once you have this yellowish hair coming out, it's not a katan anymore. Once it's not a katan, you cannot bring it as a bnei yona. But it's not a gadol yet either. So therefore you cannot bring it as a tor. Okay? Torim. So therefore that stage when you have the yellow hair, it's mid-zone. It's not kasher for this, not kasher for that. Now the Gemara goes, it's easy Gemara. Benashim Ashurot, exactly. Tal Rabbanan, Torim, Gedolim, Kesherim. Ketanim, Pesudim. Straightforward. Torim have to be Gedolim. Not Ketanim. Like it says, Torim. Bnei Yonah, the reverse. Ketanim, Kesherim. Gedolim, Pesudim. Nimsa comes out. Kasher beturim pasu bnei yonah, kasher bnei yonah pasu beturim. Straightforward. Kasher b'aliz pasu b'aliz pasu b'aliz pasu b'aliz kasher b'aliz. Taru rabbanam. Turim gedolim velo ketanim. Now the Gemara goes through a little kavahomer, the story. Turim gedolim velo ketanim. Good day. Turim gedolim velo ketanim. Has to be gedolim. It says, Shiachol. Because I would have said like this. V'halo dinu. I would have made a kavahomer. Uma bnei yonah. שלא הוכשרו בגדולים ובני יונה הגדולים הנוגל אבל הוכשרו בקטנים בקטנים אוקיי תורים שהוכשרו בגדולים אין עודים שהוכשרו בקטנים I can always make this topic of the homers what's by בני יונה I cannot bring it as גדולים right but I can bring it as קטנים Torim, that I can bring it as Gedolim. God, Omer, I should be able to bring it as Ketanim. Talmud Lomar, Torim. That's why it says Torim. Gedolim, Velo Ketanim. Which means, doesn't say Bene Torim, it says Torim. Torim to come and teach you, Dafka Gedolim. Maharsha just points out over here, that even in the Hava Amina, when the Gemara said, maybe I can bring Torim also Ketanim, it did not mean lechetahila. In the Hava Amina, the Gemara only meant to say b'di'avad ketanim should be okay, because the pasuk does say torim. So clearly, torim means gedolim. But through this Kalahomer, I could have deduced and said, hey, if Gedolim were okay, maybe even Ketanim were okay, at least in the Bidi Abad. Kamash Malan, no, Torim. Torim is Dafka. Torim is Dafka, only Gedolim. Now we go the other way. Beneyona, Ketanim, Velo Gedolim. Beneyona is the reverse. It's small ones, not big ones. Sheyachol. Because if I wanted to, I could have said the following. Vahalodinu. Go make it come home the other way. Uma Torim. Which means Torim, that Ketanim are not good, but Gedolim are. B'nei Yonah shukshiru b'Ketanim. B'nei Yonah the Ketanim are good. In Odin shukshiru b'Gedolim. Tamud lomar b'nei Yonah. That's what the pasuk says b'nei. To teach me what? Young ones, Ketanim ve'lo Gedolim. Good. So the Gemara wanted to make Kal v'chomer. Rashi says, no, by Torim it says Torim, and by Yonah it says B'nei Yonah. It was my Talmuda. Now the Gemara is going into the detail of the Derash. So it says Torim, and this says B'nei Yonah. What's the Derash that you're making over here? What's the Limud? Amar Abba, lo lishtemet kra, velichtov min B'nei HaTorim, o min HaYonah. Which means, if that was true, that you could bring Gedolim by B'nei Yonah, why would the Torah always then write B'nei Yonah? Many times it writes B'nei Yonah. Write once Yonah. But the fact that the Torah always writes B'nei Yonah, whenever it mentions Yonah, and it always writes Torim, it never writes B'nei Torim. So from that teaches us that this is Dafka Gedolim, and this is Dafka Ketanim. Which means, why always, it's coincidence, always whenever the Torah writes Yonah, B'nei Yonah. And always when the Torah writes Torim, always Torim. If you were able to bring one of the other, once at least the Torah should tell me B'nei Torim. And once the Torah should at least write Yonim. The fact that it always says B'nei Yonah, it always says Torim, must be a Dafka. So I mean that inside again. Lo lishtemet kra, the Torah would not have left it out or denied it by what? V'dichtov, write it once. Min b'nei ha-torim, write b'nei ha-torim, or min ha-yonah. The fact that it didn't do that must be what the Torah wrote is dafka. This is dafka b'nei, and this is dafka torim. That Gemara says, Emma, b'nei yonah dichtiv b'hu rahmana, b'nei ketanim in Gedolim, lo. It's fine. By B'nei Yonah, I can't get out of it. Because it says B'nei. So B'nei is Ketanim and not Gedolim. However, Torim, Iba'i Gedolim, Laiti. Iba'i Ketanim, Laiti. But by Torim maybe, it's not definitely, doesn't mean definitely Gedolim. Torim is like generic. So maybe Torim means, you want to bring big ones, bring them. You want to bring small ones. By B'nei Yonah, it's Beferush. B'nei is Ketanim. So yeah, I can't play around when it comes to B'nei Yonah. But maybe there's flexibility when it comes to the Torim, since it just says Torim. Now, Torim can mean big ones or small ones. I mean, Torim is not really committing to anything. It's just a general word. You just say, because it didn't say B'nei. Okay, but Torim itself could mean either way. So maybe by Torim, at least it can go either way. Gemara says, no, Dumiyat B'nei Yonah. Ma B'nei Yonah Ketanim in Gedolim La, Af Torim Gedolim in Ketanim La. Always whenever it says Torim, it quotes B'nei Yonah right next to it. So we make a hikesh. We say, just like B'nei Yonah, it's Ketanim and not Gedolim. So by Torim, it's Gedolim and not Ketanim. By B'nei Yonah, it's this to the exclusion of that. So by Torim, it's also this to the exclusion of that. So therefore, we come out to the conclusion, Torim is Dafka Gedolim, and the B'nei Yonah is Dafka Ketanim, and you cannot bring the other one, even with the Avad, the one we're working. That's the Gemara says, Tarabana. Yachol yu kol Torim, V'chol b'nei Yonah kishirim. Here we go again. You think all the Torim will be good? All the b'nei Yonah will be kishirim? Tamod omar, min ha-Torim. V'lo kol ha-Torim. Min b'nei Yonah, v'lo kol b'nei Yonah. Oh, so now we're excluding that something here. Because even when we said, okay, this is Gedolim, this is Ketanim. But not every Gedol, not every Katan. Because it says min, from the Torim. Implying that we're excluding a case. Min b'nei Yonah, implying we're excluding a case. Which case are you excluding? Prat l'tchilat ha-sihuv shebazeh shepasur. What's that? What we said in the Mishnah? T'chilat ha-sihuv. That's when the hairs start to turn. yellow. The yellowing of this is going to be pasul. Look at Rashi, David, Tehillat HaSihuv. Right in the middle of the Rashi is there. Tehillat HaSihuv. Like we looked at the Mishnah, it's mid-zone. Once you have that sign of maturity, of the hair culling, it's not a katan anymore. Not a katan, no good for B'nai Yonah. But it's not yet really considered a gadol either. So it's not going to be kasher for turim. So on that sihuv, kenafayim, but it's about is pasul of both. And that's why it said, min haturim and min B'nai Yonah. Not every tor, not every B'nai Yonah, there's a stage of both of them in pasul. Me'em atay haturim kishini. Oh, now we get to the real question. You just tell me gadol, gadol, gadol. What's a gadol? What is that stage? How do I know if the tor is legitimate? It says, Mishi Yezhibu. What is Mishi Yezhibu? That's she? David Mishi Yezhibu? Oh, that when the wings of the bird, their wings or they turn like reddish or goldish. That's already when you know they've matured. We said this already. That means from birth, lechaura, which is really not true, but I'll say it. Then we'll see that she from birth until Mashiach Tivu, until it turns yellow, it should be okay. What does that she say? Me'ematay b'nei Yonah kesherim. Ah, which means like this. But that's the next question. That she's going to tell us they're pasul once they turn yellow. The next question: how do you come korcha? Me'ematay b'nei Yonah kesherim? When do b'nei Yonah become kesherim? What kind of question is that? They become kesherim lechaora from the day they're born. That she says no. When the day they're born, they're ma'us. I guess they're too small. They're not developed at all yet. So therefore, I know the cutoff point. Once they start turning yellow, no good. But when are they? Look at Taila, okay. So when I answer, Mashiach al-Ilu. What is Mashiach al-Ilu? That Jesus can explain it to us. I don't know what this word yet it means. Hu Tanila, he brought the Braita. Hu Amal, and he explained to us. Like a Pasuk says, Ifrohav ye'al-Ilu dam. It says the birds of the eagle, they got big enough where they were swallowing and eating blood. Rashi, who tani la? Now, all his rabbi, he brought it from his rabbis. My rabbi told me, it becomes kashir, these little birds, Mishia le'ilu. My rabbi, we don't know what that means. So I'll explain to you what it means. Who vehu amar la? Right. The Pasuk says the word ya'al-ilu next to blood. So we learned that the word ya'al-ilu has to do something with blood. That what? That the bodies are big enough that when you cut one of the wings, you see blood. Can they, when they're very small, they're not, they don't have blood running through all their limbs. You can cut the limb and you don't see any blood coming out. So, when they're big enough, when there's enough blood in their body, when you cut the wing off and you see blood, is related to dam. Emat, what is that? אמר רבייה, מכי שמית כתפה, מיני ועתה דמה. Okay, when he cuts the wing, and he brings the, and he sees the blood. Okay. Now we're going to stop over here. Now, that's the Gemara. Now, if you remember yesterday, this is the sugya. We did leave out a few of these rashis. I only want to tell you one of these rashis, so at least we can be yotze. There was a rashi over here. Go back to Chaf Alef Amud Bet. I just want to read one of them. You see the rashi ve'enu mavdil b'siman echad. No, 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 the one before that. Ve'enu mavdil b'siman echad. What was that going on? Ve'enu mavdil b'siman echad. That was talking about the law of hatat, hatat ta'of. Hatat ta'of, you only have to cut one siman. Correct? And the other siman you leave as is. Because the pasuk says by hatat ta'of, lo yevdil. So there's a law that says one siman year and the other siman year leave. So the Yom Rashi just says the following. Let's read inside. Shemehubar b'siman ehad. Dekevan dechtiv ve'lo yevdil. It says beferush by hatata of lo yevdil. Now, what's the minimum shechita of a bird? The minimum shechita of a bird is one siman, correct? Which don't say anything. I have to be a navi to figure this out myself. It says the pasuk lo yevdil. Okay, lo yevdil can mean, by the way, slaughter both simanim up to rov, and that's lo yevdil. But for some reason we don't say that. We say, what's the minimum shechita of a bird? One siman. So slaughter one siman and leave the other siman as the lo yevdil. That's how we're going to learn. The minimum, because again, I have to fulfill lo yevdil and I have to fulfill milika. So how do I square both these items? So what's the minimum milika to be fulfilling? One siman. Okay, so I can do one siman and then the rest I leave for lo yevdil. Now she's going to ask a question. Really, what's the minimum shechita? The minimum shechita really is rov siman ehad. So why don't you say by hatata of that you should only store the rov siman ehad, and then the lo yevdil will be fulfilled in the one and a half? Who told you by hatata of that it's the full siman? Maybe it's rov of the siman, and then the rest is part of the lo yevdil. Understand this question? Od pam. I have two pesukim by hatata of. I have one pesuk that I have to make medika, and another pesuk lo yevdil. The head cannot be separate. Okay, how would you fulfill it? You tell me how you fulfill it. The simple way I would fulfill it is, well, I have many options, by the way, the way I can fulfill it. I could slaughter both simanim rov. I could slaughter both simanim rov, and the head is still attached. Or I could slaughter one siman in totality, and it's still attached by the second siman. Or I could slaughter half the siman, or rov of the first siman, and it's still attached. How do the Gemara know that she wants to? How does the Gemara know that when it says lo yevdil, it means slaughter one siman in totality and the other siman keep? Look at that she inside. Shemehubar b'siman echad. Dekevan dechtiv lo yevdil. Ve'of hechshero b'siman echad. And we know the minimum you could slaughter is one siman. Kol ma da'avit tefe mehechsher havdalahi. Which means anything that you're going to do more than the hechsher is going to be considered a havdalah, and the Torah says lo yavdil. So if you could only do the minimum shechita, and then everything else has to be remain good. Anything more than the minimum shechita is going to be considered havdalah, and the Torah says lo yavdil. So if you do the minimum shechita that you can get away with, keep it as status. V'chol ha-siman havi mitzvah shechita be'of lechetahila. And all of the siman is the mitzvah lechetahila. Hilkach b'mlika ki malik lekulo siman lam avdalahi. Ava b'siman bet afilu mitzvah lechetahila leka. But in the second siman there's no mitzvah at all to make even a partial milika. K'netan l'kaman l'chayivu b'tzuvinim y'efshar shekvar ukash l'dagim. It says later on, because we didn't see it yet, that they're going to compare the milika to dag. Just like a dag doesn't need a shechita, so to milika doesn't need a shechita. What do you mean? Milika, you do need a shechita. Dag, you don't need a shechita. What's the comparison between hatata of and dagim? So they say, just like dagim, you don't need shechita, so to by hatata of, one siman, you don't need a shechita at all. And what is that? The second siman. So therefore, the Rashi told us, and that's the point I just wanted to point out to you. By hatata of, the minimum shechita is how much? One. Anything more than that, you're gonna go against the law of yevdil, because the Torah says by hatata of lo yevdil. So if you're gonna store the first one, okay, beautiful. That's the minimum. One is the minimum. Now you're gonna store what, the second one, even if you store it and it's still attached. Bottom line, by storing even a little the second siman, you're going against the havdalah law. So there,
one is the minimum.
That's a law by any shaita. One siman, minimum. But by off, one siman is the minimum shaita. That's the yadua. You don't have to prove that. That's the minimum. So therefore, that's how we knew the item. Now look at the next Rashi. Tamud Domar Vikribo. It's going to be the beginning of it, just to get a little flavor. These are the Rashi that we need to, that we skipped yesterday. Everything else we're good. We read all these Rashi. Mashma Shenatana Katuf Akraba Le'atzma. Which means when it says by the Olat Ta'of, it says Vikribo. Mashma, it has a separate Akraba. It's different than all the other ones. It's different than the hatat. How? Which is one pasuk. According to this rabbi here, it says kemishpat. It says kemishpat hatat ta'of. So in certain things, it's comparing it to hatat ta'of. But Vekribo says it's not like hatat ta'of. So in certain things, we say it is like hatat ta'of. In certain things, it's not like. So it says v'katuv v'had chelkan mistaber ki akshinu lemul orpo akshinu. Which is, what are we going to compare it to Hatato for placement? Mul or Po. Just like by Hatato, we know the place is Mul or Po, so to my Hatato is Mul or Po. Palginu, Mehavdala Palginu. And when the what it's not like Hatato is the Din of Havdala. That by Hatato of Lo Yevdil, and by Olata of Ye Yevdil. The Rabbi Ishmael, Name Avemalak Victir, the Tanakama Samich, the Nafkale Mine, Harosh Beatzmo, the Aguf. So I want to show you. The Bishmael also agrees with Tanakama, quoted Pasuk, says, Umalak Vektir. And just like Umalak Vektir taught us, just like that has in two separate parts, so to the Medikas in two separate parts. Therefore, he learned Vekribo also to mean it's two separate parts, and therefore he only compared Olatov to Hatatov in the dinim of where the Medikas is done, Mimul Orpo. But we have a Pasuk Vekribo to teach me that when it comes to the Abdallah, it is separate from the Hatata'ov. That's the basic point. Then she has a few questions over here. But basically, for the Pshat and the Sugya, we forget. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.